Mickey Golden, Net Radio WABZ.
WABC.
It's the Mickey Golden program on Net Radio WABC. More stuff with Mickey coming up. You're listening to the Mickey Golden program on Net Radio WABZ.
The best music, WABC.
So where did that come from?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Carol.
Yeah.
It's Net Radio WABZ, the Mickey Golden program. We're not supposed to play the music ones. It's for Don Bundy. Just got our brand new jingle package, so we're all kind of like excited around here.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got some stuff for Don Bundy and for us, and it's all pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the Don Bundy ones.
Yeah.
And why don't you play the one that is for us, Carol?
All right, let me just find that thing and pull it in here.
Okay, Carol's putting it in. Let's hear it.
All right, here it is.
WABC.
We're very proud of these, actually.
Yeah.
We got these. It is the Mickey Gordon program. I'm Mickey Gordon, Net Radio WABC at WABC.com. Joined here by Magic Mary Chickasaw Rickshaw.
Thank you so much.
Professor Fatso Puny. Hey, wow. And we got Carol choking on a chicken bone, the engineer.
Yeah.
Playing the wrong jingles.
Yeah, that's me.
WABC.
So. Botching it up.
Yeah.
And it's oh, wait a minute, we got Cosmic Louie as well.
Yeah,
we're a little off whack here today. Emails to netradiowabz@aol.com. time for some celebrity junk.
Time for celebrity junk
here. So let's have a look. Unravel this mystery, gossip fans. George Clooney bought an $80,000 lady's diamond ring at a posh Harry Winston's in Beverly Hills. Then he returned it days later, explaining glumly, "I don't like it now."
Man.
Sounds like some lady said, "No way, George."
Yeah.
Poor George Clooney. Bumming out on that.
Yeah.
Let's see, Arnold Schwarzenegger's movie Collateral Damage, shelved after the hijack horror because of its terrorism theme, may never roll in theaters. But he's holding private screenings in his Pacific Palisades home. Arnold agrees with the decision to yank the film, but he's rightfully proud of his work. He needed to share it with wife Maria Shriver and family and his close friends. Arnold had the following to say.
Yes, this is Arnold. I am happy to be shelving the movie, but I played it for Maria.
Something like that.
Yeah. Frasier star Kelsey Grammer was spied shopping for his wife, Camille's 33rd birthday at a trashy lingerie boutique in West Hollywood, California. Kelsey snapped up several sexy items and was told that a French silk nightie that he liked a lot was out of stock. So he had the saleswoman strip it right off the mannequin.
Go ahead, strip down that mannequin now.
Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg agreed to guest on the good pal Drew Carey's Whose Line Is It Anyway? But on one condition, no derriere shots.
Can't be showing Whoopi's butt.
Mm-mm. Whoopi did not want that. Whoopi's hauling a few extra pounds in her caboose, apparently, and said to Drew, "Nobody wants to see that view, so you can shoot me in any direction as long as my butt isn't in it." O.J. Simpson attorney Robert Shapiro.
Robert!
Who's always loved looking good for the cameras. He coughed up $5,000 recently for plastic surgery in Beverly Hills. Shapiro had bags on his eyes and upper and lower eyelids carved out.
Yeah.
So he got that fixed. After nixing live audiences due to security threats, Friends producers faced a dilemma. How do you judge comedy without live feedback?
I don't know.
Then brainstorm.
Da-da-da!
The light bulb went off. Now the cast performs a run-through for each show while a cameraman videotapes from the empty seats. The tape is rushed to a screening room where it's watched by folks recruited from around the studio. Secretaries, accountants, janitors, assistants, etc. And then producers take notes. If jokes don't work, the writers rewrite and the cast does another run-through. So far, the system's worked beautifully with a few rewrites.
Yeah.
When Brad Pitt visited the show, speaking of Friends, Lisa Kudrow suggested once again that he sign on for a guest shot, but as her love interest, not Jennifer Aniston's, you know, who's Mrs. Pitt.
Mrs. Pitt. What a name.
That's kind of strange. Mrs. Pitt, would you come over here? I want to see your armpits.
Hot.
Something like that. Anyway, so that's what's going on at Friends. Jennifer and Brad apparently threw a housewarming luncheon at their new pad. It's Jennifer, you know, Aniston and Brad Pitt.
Mrs. Pitt.
Yes, Mrs. Pitt. They threw a housewarming luncheon at their new pad, and she was horrified when she saw that the bartender that they had hired had set out a jar for tips.
Yeah. Yeah, lady, I need tips. I know it's Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt's party, but I gotta have some tips over here.
But Jennifer Aniston threw a fit.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that. That's not the right thing to do. That's ridiculous.
So, he ordered him to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Sly Stallone and his wife Jennifer, was it Flavin?
Yeah, Flavin.
Jennifer Flavin have just found out that their third bundle of joy will arrive on May 28th. The couple has two daughters, but Sly says he loves girls and wants another one, so he's hoping for more girls.
Oh, I like girls, and I was able to knock Jennifer up, so I want some girls. I like girls, you know. Because girls have girlfriends, and then when I'm an old man, she'll have her friends over, and I can be a dirty old man.
You okay, Slime?
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know. Now Radio WABC and the Mickey Gordon Program. Got some more stuff here. A German student is getting her breasts enlarged.
Oh, really? Isn't that nice?
Yeah, this is thanks to winning a dancing competition. 23-year-old Antonia beat out dozens of other flat-chested women at a Berlin disco to take home the prize. The audience voted their opinion on who should win, and Antonia was the lucky one. She gets a trip to South Africa with a breast enlargement operation included in the package. Although she didn't say exactly what she hopes to do in the future, she is hopeful that the new improved breast-izzes will help jumpstart her career.
Yeah, baby, take it all, show it to me, I'll give you a job.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Michigan postal workers being held behind bars after former co-workers said that he attacked them with several buckets of animal feces.
He was chucking poop.
Yeah, this guy was chucking poop. The Traverse City Record Eagle says that James Beal of Empire is facing assault and destruction of property charges for allegedly entering a mail sorting room last week and tossing the poop at four workers and all around the room as well.
So you're just chucking poop around the room.
Yeah.
Nice to chuck the poop, huh? Well, I bet they were mad at him.
Yeah, his co-workers were ticked. So they turned around and they beat him.
You be throwing all poop around.
And then, of course, he was, locked up. No injuries were reported, but a postal service cleanup crew had to handle the decontamination process.
Had to wipe up the poop.
Yeah. Under the category of when you gotta go, you gotta go, they are installing two French-style urinals in London's West End to give drunken residents a place to relieve themselves.
Huh?
Yeah. Outside urinals. City officials say that they hope that the new public toilets will help solve the increasing problem of men relieving themselves against the walls and doorways in the area.
I gotta take a leak. I just whip it out, and I go.
Hey, man, you going bathroom on my flower patch.
Hey, we got going. How'd it go?
Why'd you try out the new French urinals over there?
What can I say?
Yeah, guess what's going on there. Net Radio WABZ at WABZ.com. An elderly Florida woman went ahead with her hair appointment after driving her car through the front of a salon.
Wow.
Granny's here.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my hair cut, sonny.
The Vero Beach, Florida Press Journal reports that 79-year-old Dorothy Murphy was pulling into a parking space in front of the salon when she hit the gas pedal instead of the brakes. The Ford allegedly plowed over the curb and sidewalk and then smashed through the front window of the business. The old lady was given a ticket for the incident, but then proceeded to keep her appointment.
I got my ticket. I already got here. You called the insurance company. Might as well get my hair done. I'll have it a blue-purple.
Yeah.
It's not unusual an event, apparently. A lot of old people in Vero Beach. It was actually the third time that the hair place had a similar event take place. Despite but dozens of people being in the shop, no injuries were reported. So, I guess it's kind of a normal thing. Net Radio WABC and the Mickey Gordon program. Federal appeals court has ruled a Vermont car owner does not have free speech rights to declare a certain term on her license plate. The woman wanted to have SHTHPNS for Appens on her license plate. The woman who owns the car paid $20 for the plates. She received them from the state of Vermont in July of 97. The state wants them back.
Man.
Net Radio WABC, Mickey Gordon program. And basically,
yeah,
we got more stuff coming up.
WABC.